Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, February 18th. When it comes to COVID, here's one thing we know for sure. Widespread testing is vital to slowing down the pandemic. So vital, in fact, that a report from the University of Colorado released last November found that testing 75% of a city's population every 3 days would reduce infections by 88% just from people knowing whether or not they're spreading the virus. But we can't know better if we can't get tested. And depending on a litany of factors like where you live and what time of year it is, getting an in-person test can be at least an inconvenience, if not almost impossible. Wait times at test sites can be hours long in some places. Some testing locations require a referral from a doctor. And is getting a test really worth asking a potentially sick person to show up at a physical location, especially if they have to use public transportation to get there? Well, no, it's not, says the U.S. government. That's why the White House just signed contracts with 6 new companies that are producing at-home tests. At-home tests are already available to some degree in the U.S., but President Biden wants to make sure they're really available. Americans will have access to 60 million at-home COVID tests by this summer, if all goes to plan. Australian diagnostic company Illume just signed a multi-million-dollar deal with the U.S. to build a production center for at-home tests in the U.S. Theirs is a rapid antigen test that connects to, wait for it, your smartphone, of course. It is 2021, after all. Business Insider detailed how it works. The user connects a device to their phone and swabs their nose, puts the swab into a container of fluid, then drops the fluid with the sample on it onto the device connected to the phone. And then they wait. But not for long. The test can detect COVID in a nasal sample in around 15 minutes. The whole thing sounds like it should be expensive, but the test is set to cost $30 and be available over-the-counter at retail outlets like CVS. Early clinical studies, though small, indicate that Illume's test is 96% accurate when compared to the standard PCR test. Those PCR tests can take days to deliver results. Meanwhile, the at-home test from Abbott will be the cheapest option at $25, but you'll need a prescription to get it, which could slow distribution. Users take the test in front of a trained teleworker through a video app. The test was found to be around 92% accurate for positive cases and 100% accurate for negative cases, reports Business Insider. Even though accuracy rates can be high for at-home tests, there's still a chance of user error. To that end, Illume's smartphone device notifies you if there's not enough of a mucus sample to test, and Abbott is hoping that its teleworkers can coach users through proper swabbing technique. But there are tests on the market that, even with the best intentions, can't account for user error. The at-home test by Pixel LabCorp, which runs for $100 unless covered by insurance, gives test takers clear instructions on how to swab, but it can't be sure users are doing it right. And that opens up the possibility of a false negative result, which could spread the virus instead of preventing spread. Now, take a guess as to which U.S. megacorporation has just made an at-home test available for its shoppers. That would be Amazon.com, of course. Amazon is selling Dexterity's at-home saliva test for $110, according to CNN. Users spit into a tube, send the sample off in a prepaid envelope, and receive results 24 to 72 hours after the sample hits the lab. It's the latest development in the fight against the virus that has kept most of us at home. And now it appears there's another reason not to leave the house. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky, edited by Emma Cortland. Our executive producers are Jenny Lauer Beckman and Marshall Louis. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.